In this bulletin, the federal government has revealed its plan for net zero emissions by 2050. South Australia to reopen its borders on the 23rd of November. And in sport, vaccination requirements for the Australian Open still under discussion in Victoria. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is going to the United Nations Glasgow Climate Summit next week with credibility, emphasising the coalition government is on the same page about emissions reduction.
This plan is 100% supported by our government. 100% supported by our government. It was resolved by Cabinet last night. The actions of Australia speak louder than the words of others. There'll be lots of words in Glasgow, but I'll be able to point to the actions of Australia and the achievements of Australia. And I think that's very important. The credibility of Australia's position is confirmed by our record. I've brought our government together on this. Our government is committed to this.
The federal government has publicly revealed its plan to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Energy Minister Angus Taylor says the focus is on practical action.
The vision here is to take practical action to achieve net zero by 2050. And that plan is built on our existing policies. It's a plan that will not put industries, regions, or jobs at risk. It means we take advantage of those economic opportunities that are emerging now while continuing to serve our traditional markets. And it's a plan for net zero, not absolute zero. And that means offsets are an important part of that plan.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese claims the government isn't in agreement about Australia's climate policy, despite Prime Minister Scott Morrison's claims that the coalition reached a joint agreement.
We haven't seen the modelling and we haven't heard the detail because there is net zero modelling, net zero legislation and net zero unity. Scott Morrison left it to the last possible minute to outline a scam that leaves everything to the last possible minute. But we know that it's not supported by the Deputy Prime Minister. It's not supported by the Nationals leader in the Senate. It's not supported by Keith Pitt, the Resources Minister, and it wasn't supported by Minister Gillespie either.
The federal government's plan has also been criticised by the Greens leader Adam Bandt, who called it a fraud.
The government has had close to 9 years to tell the country how it's going to cut pollution, and on the eve of the most critical climate summit we've had for a very long time, they can't do it. There's no detail in this document. It is a total fraud.
The Victorian government is introducing new laws to Parliament that would allow the Health Minister to make public health orders for the COVID-19 pandemic. Premier Daniel Andrews says the bill is expected to permanently replace the current state of emergency, which expires on December 15.
You need to have a broader focus, and that's exactly what these new arrangements will underpin, a broader focus. They also set us up, having learnt many different things across the journey, for whatever that next pandemic might look like, whenever that might be into the future, and we look forward to them passing the Parliament.
Opposition leader Matthew Guy says the proposed law would allow Premier Daniel Andrews to declare a pandemic for 3 months at a time. He says the coalition supports the streamlining of emergency powers, but he strongly condemns this proposed bill.
This is the most extreme law of its kind anywhere in Australia, placing so much power in the hands of one person, not the Cabinet, not the Parliament, but in the hands of the Premier alone would be unprecedented. And then allowing the Premier to effectively rule by decree for months on end, declaring and classifying individuals, citizens in our state, denying them their freedoms at will, if empowered by this legislation, is unprecedented.
South Australia will remove all domestic border restrictions from the 23rd of November for travellers who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Quarantine periods for overseas arrivals will be reduced from 14 days to 7 from the same date, while the cap on home gatherings will rise from 20 people to 30. To tennis, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he doesn't understand why unvaccinated people, including tennis players, would be allowed in Australia amid controversy over vaccination rules for next year's Australian Open.
The Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke, made some statements the other day that were very clear. And to my mind, I can't understand why the Commonwealth Government would let anybody in that was not an Australian and had not been double-dose vaxxed. You know, let's not put any more pressure on that by having people come here who could be vaccinated. They don't have any right or entitlement to come here. They're not an Aussie. They need a visa. It wouldn't make any sense to me that the Commonwealth Government would do different to what the Immigration Minister made very clear the other day. But again, that's a matter for the Commonwealth Government.
The controversy casts doubt on whether the world number one Novak Djokovic will take part as he chases a record 21st Grand Slam title. Djokovic has refused to reveal whether or not he's vaccinated, and he's not the only tennis player whose vaccination status remains in doubt ahead of the Grand Slam in Melbourne. Now, tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and 18. Adelaide, a shower or two developing, a top of 30. Melbourne, sunny and 26 degrees. Hobart, mostly sunny, 23. Canberra, mostly sunny, 24. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, similar, 27. Brisbane, a shower or two clearing, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.